Penguin Random House Audio presents White Teeth by Zadie Smith. Read for you by Lenny Henry, Pippa Bennett Warner, Ray Penthaki, and Sagar Arya.
Archie, 1974-1945. Every little trifle, for some reason, does seem incalculably important today. And when you say of a thing that nothing hangs on it, it sounds like blasphemy. There's never any knowing, how am I to put it? Which of our actions, which of our idlenesses, won't have things hanging on it forever? Where Angels Fear to Tread, E.M. Forster. 1. The Peculiar Second Marriage of Archie Jones. Early in the morning, late in the century, Cricklewood Broadway. At 06:27 hours on 1st of January 1975, Alfred Archibald Jones was dressed in corduroy and sat in a fume-filled Cavalier Musketeer estate, face down on the steering wheel, hoping the judgment would not be too heavy upon him. He lay forward in a prostrate cross, jaws slack, arms splayed either side like some fallen angel. Scrunched up in each fist, he held his army service medals, left, and his marriage license, right, for he had decided to take his mistakes with him. A little green light flashed in his eye, signalling a right turn he had resolved never to make. He was resigned to it. He was prepared for it. He had flipped a coin and stood staunchly by its conclusions. This was a decided upon suicide. In fact, it was a New Year's resolution. But even as his